Leafs Sabres on TSN 4 tonight. Let's head down there and catch up with Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on a Maple Toyota hotline. How many Leaf fans kicking around down there?
Well, there's none in the car I'm in with Gord.
Gord's a Leaf fan. Gord's a closet Leaf fan.
Ray, yeah, do you and Gord ever look at each other and just say, like, get your own car? Or do you guys, like...
Yeah, actually, we have talked about... Now, this is coming close to 10 years now that we've been doing games. And we have said, I don't know that we have any stories we haven't told each other yet. Like, after 10 years, so you start telling a story and you can see the other guy's eyes glaze over.
Yeah. But the way you guys make them up, I'm sure you'll figure out a few more. Seriously.
Oh, listen to the big boy down the end.
Oh, yeah. Dutch is bringing the heat today.
Is he ever? Like, you don't have the one-armed fisherman story, do you, Dutch?
The one-armed fisherman story?
Yeah, how big's your fish? God, this big.
That's a good one. Don't you think, Dutch? Steal that and use it on SportsCenter tonight.
No, thanks.
No?
Okay. No, I'm all right. I got my own material. That's
Sorry,
all right.
Ray.
Dude, I'm not in the stealing game.
I tried, man. Yeah. Well, we were talking about Babcock's quote. I just read it. I haven't heard it, but I guess he was kind of pandering to the Sabres organization. And he said, the way the Sabres are playing and the way they're building that operation down there, it's going to the day is coming, and it's coming soon, where Leaf fans aren't going to be able to get tickets to these games in Buffalo. And I want to pull him aside and be like, Mike, you realize that the Sabres have been very good in the past. They went to a cup final in 99. They won the President's Trophy in 06. It doesn't matter. Leaf fans are buying tickets and they're getting in that building.
Well, so today he spoke about the tickets and the way the Sabres are filling the building. He was an authority on Seattle because he coached in Spokane, which is nowhere near Seattle.
Yeah.
It was an awesome, awesome display today. I mean, it's like they keep asking him and he's going to keep answering. So look, ever since I was playing here, you knew people were coming from Toronto when the Leafs would play. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd see the highlights would be on and the Leafs would score and half the building jumps up. And, I guess the Sabres hope it'll be different than that in the future, but there's always going to be people here.
Yeah, it's supply and demand. It's basic commerce. Leaf fans will pay. I remember going, Ray, and taking my sons and my daughter because it was the best place and the closest to go get tickets to go watch a game.
I've heard it even go a step further. Like, people have come up with crazy stories. They all have their stories where it's like, it was cheaper for me to drive to Long Island or fly to Long Island, Balls. Get a ticket, go to the game, than to go to one Leaf game. It's like people around the world, they're like, it's cheaper for me to fly to Vancouver, play golf. It's just, I don't know. I don't get it.
I'm not sure I actually believe any of those
I don't either. I don't believe it. With everything you put into the travel, blah, 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 it's not cheaper. So stop saying it is.
But it's a good out if you need a little quality time.
Yeah. Well, and the Sabres team,
if you're like, hey, listen, I got cheaper tickets this way. I got
to
go.
That's the explanation. I have to leave my house now.
It's like, you know.
But this Sabres team, man, I mean, we know the story about them. They're legit this year. I would put Tampa and Toronto certainly one class above them, if not multiple classes. But once you get beyond that, are the Sabres on par with Boston? Are they on par with the Habs? Where would you rank the Buffalo Sabres?
Not Boston. If Boston gets everybody back, I mean, right now they're a mash unit, right? They're even now their defense is just shredded. They don't have Bergeron. Clearly difference makers for them, Chara, McAvoy. I look at the Sabres and, they're going to get Connor Sherry back tonight. Jason Pominville won't play. I don't know. Are those guys difference makers? Because if they're not, they're pretty much a one-line team. Like, they get almost all of their offense from Eichel, Skinner, and Reinhardt right now. And so that's tough to sustain. The bottom end of their lineup gives them nothing offensively. And that's where I see the step back coming for them, is that as the year gets a little deeper and the games get a little tighter, they're, it's not like their bottom six or seven forwards are all of a sudden going to start filling the net for them.
Well, I don't think there's any disputing that, but that kind of feels like where we're at with a lot of teams in the league, doesn't it? I mean, there's that top line that's going to score like 40, 45% of your goals. Mm-hmm. And it can work for some teams. It has for Boston. It does for Colorado right now. I don't see why it can't work for Buffalo, at least in terms of them getting to the playoffs. I'm not saying they're going to do damage once they get there, but I think they can get to the playoffs.
Well, to get there, like, you know, okay, in my world, they're not as good as Boston. So that's...
Agreed.
We'll see. You know, so that's three in front of them in this division. And so now you get into that, you know, can you grab a wild card spot? Can you, you know, are you better than the, you know, the teams from the other division that are going to be fighting the same spot or fighting the same battle? I hope they do, because I think it's pretty cool when Buffalo's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, these people here have suffered through some pretty rotten hockey, man, enough. And so Eichel's a hell of a player, and you know, Skinner's had an amazing start, and you know, Mittelstadt looks like he's starting to come on a little bit here. It would be awesome for them to have a reason to be excited to come to the rink again here, because I remember this place when it was, we used to come in here when, you know, when they were really good, and you'd be like, man, they'd batter you around a little bit. The place was loud, and it was a good hockey place, and for half a dozen years it's not been.
Right, kind of bouncing around a little bit now. I just thought of something. We're both former Hartford Whalers. Do you think, and I don't know if you know this, but the Whalers logo, the sales on websites, it's still at the top of the charts for sales for a jersey. Do you think Seattle could ever just say, piss on it, we're going to be the Seattle Whalers and bring that jersey back and bring that uni back? I mean, it kind of fits, doesn't it?
It would be awesome. Somebody must own the rights to it.
Yeah, probably the Hurricanes, obviously.
Or does it revert to the league?
Well, I don't know, but the Hurricanes are going to wear that jersey, I think, December 23rd, right?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I'd love to see the jersey back, because it's, I don't know, I think it's just, it's the coolest logo. You know, there's all these, you know, of course, today, there's all these different suggestions about what could be and what names could be. The Kraken, I mean, I guess that's some kind of sea creature. The Totems is what they used to be. And
the Kraken?
Yeah. And so I don't know. I don't even know what the hell it is. But apparently, you know, so I remember as a kid, the Seattle Totems, they had amazing, amazing jerseys.
Ray, you tweeted that out, and I saw that picture. I'm like, that's the nicest jersey I've ever seen.
Isn't that odd? So I would love for them to do that. I hope it's not some boring thing. Like, they had the little kid there today wearing some red, black, and gray thing. I'm like, oh, don't do that. That's blue and green. That's the colors of that team. That's what it should be. I hope they go to that.
The only thing is, though, with all the backlash with the Cleveland Indians and Washington Redskins, is the Totems just going to, it's going to piss some people off, and maybe rightfully so, but are they going to even want to go there is the question.
Yeah, I don't know, but you know, a totem pole is an iconic carving. You know what a totem pole is, but I mean, like, they have great honor, and so I mean, as my understanding is, I don't think it's quite the same.
Right.
Trust me, in this day and age, it'll piss somebody off.
Yeah, if it is, then they can't use it. Well, then that's the, you know, I guess that's the way it goes. But man, it's a beautiful look for them.
Well, I mean, Seattle, they're not going to be joining the team until the 2021 season, so it's still a ways away. But, you know, I was looking at this, and I understand it from the NHL's perspective and the other owners. They're going to make a lot of money. They want to balance out the amount of teams in the league, 16 in the East, 16 in the West. But if you're a fan of any other team in the league, short of Vegas, who just got in and they can't really complain about this, how does this 32nd team benefit a longstanding fan? If you're in Toronto or Montreal or Boston or Washington.
Watered-down effect again.
Watered-down. They're going to take one of your players in a few years. And, like, why should I be excited in Toronto? Because Seattle has a team.
No, you don't have to be. But at one point, I mean, we
well,
weren't
I'm not.
Born. No, well, but they were. Toronto was an expansion team at one time. If there's no expansion teams, there's no teams. And then you're watching a bunch of little kids skate around a pond.
Well, they were an original six, Ray. Come on.
Well, they were an expansion team. There was no league. So why would a team in Detroit be excited about a team in Toronto?
Well,
I mean, Isn't that kind of the same argument?
No, because...
Like, you don't have to be jumping up and down.
It's watered down. I think it's going to water down the product, will it not?
Well, you know what waters down the product is the fact that you watch a game that is played a completely different way than the way that we were used to watching it.
100%.
I don't think it's players. I think it's the style of the game.
Oh, 100%.
In my mind, do you not think the players, Dutch? I don't even think Brian might not even agree. Like, the players today are better across the board than they used to be.
For sure.
Like, from top to bottom. It's the style of game leads to no conflict. It leads to very little physicality. The Buffalo broadcast, they have a sponsor, Karuba Collision. And
they have a tough time finding one?
Yeah, I said today, by the way, that door slammed. Gord left the car and forgot his phone in the car. And so he had to come back from wherever the hell he was to pick up his phone. And so he just came in like an elephant and slammed the door.
True professional.
I think that's what changes the game. It's not the water down of the talent so much as the way the game is.
No, there's more talent on the ice right now than there's ever been. More talent. It is a skill fest. It is a 5-on-5 competition, and there isn't the same physicality that there used to be. There's not the same sort of jam. It's just a different game. I was saying this the last time I was on the radio, Ray, is that I really used to like it, and trust me, I don't want to see players end up with CTE and pugilistic dementia at the end of it. I want them to have a quality of life after the fact. But I used to love the game because it would ride that rail and it was one hit away from turning into utter chaos. And there seemed to be just the emotional involvement. There was a lot more intensity for the respective teams. Now, Brian, you were calling for the fact that the league has to schedule it. So you get Buffalo in Buffalo on Friday, like they used to. Then the Sabres come to Toronto on Saturday. It's like back-to-back nights.
It was a bloodbath.
Oh, my God. You were guaranteed heat on a back-to-back night.
That's why I think the league said we're not doing it anymore. Like, even, and I think they could get away with it now because nothing's going to happen. It's not like, you know, if you played Buffalo tonight, tomorrow Matthews is going to challenge Eichel.
It's not Sugar Ray and Domi.
It's not going to happen. Yeah. But, I was just saying this earlier, Ray. I remember growing up in Toronto. It was awesome. It was Friday night in Buffalo, Saturday in Toronto. And by Saturday around the end of the first, it was all hell was going to break loose. Never happens anymore.
Well, I was just on the radio in Vancouver, and they said, you know, but the rivalry with Seattle when they come in. And I'm like, yeah, I guess, because it's 3 hours away, but it's not the same. And it won't be the same. No. I mean, I hope there's a little bite to it. I hope there's some excitement in the buildings. Like, that would be fun. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to be what, like, no. We used to remember, like the Rangers and Islanders. You're talking Toronto and Buffalo. Like, that's
Bruins, Whalers, Nords, Habs. No.
Man, Mike Milbury got out of the bus in Boston because one of the workers had parked his car where the Bruins bus couldn't get out from the Civic Center. And Mike was coaching the Bruins, and he got out and he smashed the guy's window out. And <they're> like some guy's just like, yeah, I'm going to park here and block the bus.
I need that, man. No, I need some of that back in the NHL.
No, absolutely.
I'd love to see it, and it's not going to happen. And I guess there's also a kind of a bitterness from my standpoint. I'd prefer to see Quebec City get a team, a second team in Toronto. You know, Seattle's going to be granted a team, and I don't know the market. I hope it works. I have no reason to believe it can't. I don't think they'd go there thinking it's going to fail, but it just...
I'll tell you what.
This is where the NHL is.
I get to Toronto, like... All my buddies up at my restaurant, Grazie and Vaughn. How come Toronto doesn't have a second team? I'm like, it's not...
They're not going to do it.
Gary has no interest.
Batman has no interest in doing it. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
And you know, as far as Quebec, you got to get into the, you know, the financial wherewithal of the city. You know, is there enough corporate sponsorship? I don't know. How would I know? I'm not I'm not in business in Quebec. And so those that say, oh, they can support a team... Can they? I don't know. I do know in Seattle, the biggest challenge for them is going to be it's a really competitive sports market.
Mm-hmm.
University of Washington, Seattle Sounders draw $40,000 a game to the soccer. You got the Seahawks, you got the Mariners. Man, if they ever get basketball back there, then that's the biggest challenge. You know, like that was a huge, huge basketball city. And then they were gone.
And by all accounts, you know, there's ownership there fighting for it.
Do you have any recollection,
Brian,
what happened there? Like, they had Kevin Durant, didn't they?
Yeah,
all
they did.
Of a sudden, they just left?
His rookie year, he was in Seattle.
They did. Yeah. Boom. Yeah, gone to Oklahoma City.
I think it was a building issue, owner. Wasn't it?
Yeah, they wanted something to do with Key Arena to get rebuilt. And then the owner scooted because he got a, you know, it was Oklahoma City they went to, wasn't it?
Yep, yes. It was.
Yep.
Yeah, and so they had a brand new building waiting for them then, and all this time later, they're finally getting around to building a new building, but it's Key Arena still that they're just going to gut, and I can't even imagine what that thing's going to look like. The drawings look spectacular, but that was all that time ago that the Sonics left to, you know, to go to Oklahoma City.
Right.
And it was, and again, it's business is going to drive it. They didn't have a building. They couldn't get a new one, and so off they went.
Well, good on them too for not do. I've played in Carolina where it's like we just got to get down there, and you're going to another rink, and it's like you're trying to get different fans, and you're like good for them to say not till 2021.
It's like, Seattle, yeah, you know this new team.
Seattle, yeah. It's like everything's going to be done. It's going to be
ready.
And we're not going to rush this and then kind of force this on people. And they're going to drive an hour out of the city. It's going to be done properly.
You know what's going to be interesting? And I'm sure it'll be played 100 times before, you know, if there's a lockout, is that Bettman's comments today about the strength of the league and it's never been better and, more solid than ever, better franchises than ever, and Seattle comes in 21 and 2020 is the potential lockout year, right? So, man, I hope they can scoot over that because it sure sounded today good. It sounded good today.
It always does. Believe me, by the time that CBA comes to an end.
They can't go down that road.
Oh, they will. Why wouldn't they? I'm bracing myself for it. I think you'd be silly not to. I hope it doesn't happen, but
It's just laughable when other sports fans are like, you guys are doing another lockout? Yeah. Really, another one?
That's all he does. That's all he does.
I believe they've learned their lesson.
No, I'm
going to be an optimist in this regard, and I'm going to deal with it when I have to deal with it because
time.
I have so many negative flashbacks to the last lockout and the lockout prior to that. I mean,
they can't do the one before that.
I mean, it's
stupid. We'll see, man. I'm telling you, because you say that, Ray, and I agree with you. It's always, hey, better than ever, blah, blah, blah. And then it's, well, we'd like to get a World Cup going, but the players won't negotiate. I don't know what's going on there. So then they kind of drop a little nugget like, well, it's not all perfect. It's not all rosy. There are some things that have to be sorted out. I hope it doesn't get to that point, but I think you'd be silly not to be bracing yourself for it.
I'm going to be silly.
Oh, good for
you. I just can't do it again.
Yeah. Well, that's the right mentality.
No, I'm serious.
I wish I had that mentality.
Ridiculous
I'm a jaded,
exercise and frustration ever.
Ray, quickly, before we let you go, McDavid missed the game in Dallas last night, and they got smoked. Is there a bigger drop-off? What's the panic like in that room when they find out he's not playing?
Yeah, what do you mean he's got the flu? Get him better.
No kidding.
Hang on. I'm on the radio, pal.
Tell me that was gore.
I love it.
So, guys, I get my phone on my ear. He's like, you got a minute? So, I don't know.
Take a lap.
Theoretically, I do. Take a lap. I don't know. I'll go sign for him. Now I lost my train of thought.
That doesn't matter.
Just
go
big D.
Go worry about the game.
You got to fly tonight. Anyway.
McDavid. By the way, it would be the same as when O was out for Carolina.
Yeah,
that's right. Tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Don't we have medical coverage here? Get this guy back in the lineup.
In Hitch's return to Dallas, too.
By the way, he's golfing somewhere, and he's not playing.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
You take him out of that lineup, and you look at the names in there, and you're like, oh,
pretty.
My God.
Yeah, it's a drop-off. All right, buddy, enjoy tonight.
Enjoy, boys. We'll talk to you when? Oh, tomorrow. Yeah,
it's tomorrow at 5 p.m. You got it.
I want to see Rasmus Dahlin tonight.
He's such a good player, such a talent.
And see his skill level against the Leafs' skill level. Looking forward to it.
Ray Ferraro joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline.